Okay, are we up on the screen?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just backtracking. We're on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph near the top. I'm just reviewing the first couple lines. We want to understand, we have Rabbi Yitzchak's position that says any negative commandment that carries kares and death. Rabbi Yitzchak says you do not give lashes, and the specific focus is on Chayv Kares does not receive lashes. I'm just reviewing what the Mishnah says. It's a very quick review from yesterday. When we talked about the forbidden relationships, it said at the very end that all these forbidden relationships get kares. So we already have an overall understanding you get kares for it. So why, when it talked about the prohibited relationship being with his sister, it also said you get kares? Why repeat that idea if it's part of the general group? So to come to teach us the following point, Laduna Bakaris Loba Malkus, to say that even if you warn the person about lashes, they only give kares and you don't give lashes. And that's his limud, and therefore, and that teaches for every other case in the Torah that comes with a kares bearing punishment, that you only get kares and there's no such thing as lashes for a kares punishment. And that's the source of Rabbi Yitzchak, and that's it. Now we have to understand, and that nicely explains why the Torah goes out of its way to mention the kares penalty with a relationship with your sister, even though there is an overall kares punishment for all the other forbidden relations. That explains it very nicely. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, who both disagree with Rabbi Yitzchak, and they both say by kares you do get lashed. So fine, they have their interpretations, but what are they going to do with this pasuk of the kares by the sister? What are they going to do with that? V'rabbanan, and the rabbis, meaning Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, who disagree with Rabbi Yitzchak. So what are they going to do with kares b'chos alamali? What do you know with the fact that by the sister it says kares again? So going to say lechalek, to say that we divide up, that every time you do any one of those forbidden relations in a case of shogeg, where it was not intentional, that you still give a korban chatzos for each and every different shogeg that you did. Ukid Rabbi Yochanan, and that is in a line with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, she'im asam kulam behelo echad, if you do, and this is what Rabbi Yochanan says in Maseches Krisus. Remember, Maseches Krisus is a whole Masechta that only talks about the averis that get kares. And he says, if you do all of those, and the Mishnah there lists 36 kares bearing sins, right? Now, although we could have counted them, and the Mishnah says 36, why have to say 36? I can count the list to tell us that even if you didn't know any of them were usur, you have to bring 36 korban chatas, okay? To show you that it's not just, oh, I didn't know, you know, to do one for overall for that. Still, chayav al kol achas v'achas, you're chayav for each and every one. So the point being as follows. Although the Torah says there is an overall kares punishment for a number of separate, different lavim of prohibited relations, so we know you get kares for it. So while Rabbi Yitzchak says, why does it say kares by the sister? So he's saying to say that you only get kares in a kares punishment and you don't get lashed. The rabbis don't learn that. They obviously say you do get lashed by kares punishments. They're saying the point of saying that by the sister you get kares, obviously it's extra. It has to come teaching me something since it's extra. Why does it have to say kares? To say that this has a rule that each and every kares bearing sin, if you do it inadvertently, if you do all of them inadvertently, you still would bring a separate korban chatos for each and every one of them. Now, the reason why this would be necessary to be learned is because I could mistakenly think that after we have a list, thou shalt not live with this person, with this person, with each one has a separate one, thou shalt not. But then at the end it has, and kares for all of them. You'd think that puts them all in one big category. And therefore, if I forget three or four, then I'd only bring one, because it's like one overall category of immorality. And you might think, well, because it says kares for all of them. So it's like one big thing. So that's why the extra kares by the sister is saying no, that each and every one of them is a separate lav, and therefore each and every one of them, if there's a forgetfulness, you bring a korban chatzos for each and every one of them. So that's what they do with the extra choso. So now we have now first difference. What is the extra chosa by the sister doing? Rabbi Yisrael is coming to say, you only get kares and not lashes, and we're going to apply that to all kares situations. You get kares and not lashes. That's what he does with the extra chosa. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel says that the extra chosa says that for each and every one of these violations, if they're done by shogeg, you still bring a korban chatos for each and every one of them. That's, I believe, where we ended off yesterday.
And for Rabbi Yochanan, it's lechule alma. Everyone agrees with them that you have to bring a separate chatat for each one that you do.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yes. Because now look at the next line. Okay. So you might think, well, maybe Rabbi Yitzchak argues on that idea that no, you wouldn't bring a separate one. No, it's a mishnah in Krisus, and there's no machlokas in that mishnah. So it's not like Rabbi Yitzchak arguing. You see, the Gemara concedes the point because look at the now look at the next question. For Rabbi Yitzchak, so Rabbi Yitzchak Taka, now that we know that you get punished for each and every one a separate korban chatas, so he needs a pasuk now, lechalek minole. How's he going to know that you divide up each unintentional time you violate, you bring a korban chatas? Because he doesn't have the extra kares to teach you that, because he used the extra kares to teach you that you only get kares, you don't get lashed. So obviously, Gemara assumes this is a given. Mm-hmm. You need to have a source that we divide up in each and every time you sinned on a different avera in a forget it state, that you have to bring another korban chatos. So he's going to learn from somewhere else. And this just starts the round and round we go. If he's going to learn from something else, so then what do they do with that? And that's what keeps going on. And by the end of the time, you have to remember four or five different teachings. But the first one is clear. First difference, what do they do with the extra achoso that gets kares by forbidden relations? Ready, semachlokes, what they learn. So where's the Yitzchak going to learn to split up that each one gets a separate korban chatos? Nafkale, he will learn it from a different pasuk. It says, Ve'el'isha benidas tumasa. And a woman in her nida state of tuma, you shall not approach, means you should not have relations with her. Let's take a look at the pasuk. The whole pasuk is as follows. It's in Achrimos. Vel isha benidas tumasa lo sikrav legalos ervasa. Don't come close to uncover her nakedness. Now, if you're looking at this pasuk, how could this pasuk, especially the first half of the pasuk, have been written more precisely? What words could you have removed and get the same message?
I said it before. It just added up there.
Oh, well, okay. Well, can a man be a nida?
No.
No. So why didn't it just say the el nida?
Just to, yeah.
What do you need? Isha. Obviously, if only, you know, if you say when someone reaches menopause, someone's going to ask, you're talking about a man or a woman? No, you know. It's a, well, whatever, yeah. Okay, it's
what
it's,
about the tikrav? Because it usually just says, like, dolo tegale ervata.
Okay, well, we don't have to go that far. Mm-hmm. We don't have to go that, well, that is expression used for all of them.
Okay.
Well, there is something we learned from tikrav. Tikrav means you can't even touch her.
Uh-huh.
Besides intimate, mamish intimacy, you can't touch her. They learn from that right away. But the point is, what do you got to say the word Isha for? That is extra.
Well, what would you say? You can't approach. Yeah, I mean, the sentence has to make flow, right? You can't approach what?
No, the El Nida. The El Nida. Look again. You could say the Nida the Tumasa. Why do you have Anita? We know is a woman who's Anita. Once you say a woman's Anita, if I call someone a Zov, I know I'm talking about a man. I'm talking about a Zov, I'm talking about a woman. So it says, Ve'el Nida, Ve'el Nida Bitumasa. Don't have to have the word Isha. That word is totally extra. So that teaches me, L'chayev, I'll call Isha ve'Isha. See, it says the word Isha. Why did it say Isha? For each Isha, every separate woman who you're not supposed to have relationships, you'll bring a korban chatos if you weren't aware of that. And that's perfect, because the word Isha, that's the extra word. So since I don't need it, That's saying ve'elisha for each and every isha that you are with in a state of unawareness, you will bring a korban chatas for. That's very good. What?
Doesn't the woman in the forbidden relationship also have a...
They both.
But if this only says, if you go by this, it says for each forbidden woman...
Pasuk is understood that everyone get, the man and the woman get kares. They have to word it in a certain way. You shall not come close to a woman because both of you will incur this punishment. Yeah. Obviously, you only can really prohibit when you're verbalizing the avera. There has to be an active participant and a passive participant.
Cool. Right.
So here, the woman is always the passive participant. So we have to quote the avera from the man's perspective, right. But they obviously are both sinning. Mm. It doesn't say, and a woman who's a nida should not approach a man. It just doesn't make sense. Okay? The whole avera is done with the activity of the man, with the acceptance of the passivity of the woman. So the prohibition is verbalized, expresses a man shall not come to a woman in a nida state, and you're both going to get kares for it. So we're saying for each and every woman that this happens for, they both get kares. Okay, very good.
Now, how do you know they both get? Where does it say that they both get kares?
It says that. I'm going to go back. I'll open up the Chumash. It says v'nichrasu. They get cut off.
Okay.
I mean, just too hard for me to bring up the pasuk now. But so they both get. That's understood in every type of forbidden relationship. The man and the woman both get it, except in a case of a rape of a married woman, whatever. That's the only exception where she forcibly. But you talk about consensual. It's always everyone gets the punishment. Okay, so now we have Rabbi Yitzchak has now used the extra word of El Isha to teach us to, you have to give a korban chatas in each and every one of them. So now the rabbis, what are you going to do with the extra of Isha here? That's going to be the next question, because obviously there's an extra word. The Isha b'nid Asa. What are the rabbis going to learn from Isha b'nid Asa? V'rabbanan. So now the question really is reversed. Wait a minute. That seems to be a really good pasuk, right? To split it up. So they ask a little bit different. Rabbana nami tepek lemeha. So why don't the rabbis derive separate korban chatas from this pasuk that Rabbi Yitzchak actually does too? Why do they have to go back to the other source for the extra kares by the sister?
Yeah.
So Gemara says, you know what? You're right. That is a good question. And therefore, in Achadami, yes, you're right, that is even a better source. So the rabbis will concede, oh, well, it's going to be another question following up in a second. Don't worry, we could see, yes, when it says v'isha b'nid Asa, that word isha is extra, and just like Rabbi Yitzchak, we agree that that teaches that each and every unintentional relationship, you have to get korban chatas. We have to go back. Now, what about the sister when it says kares by the sister? Then that was our original question on the rabbis. What do you do with kares of the sister? Rabbi Yitzchak says it says you only give kares, you don't give lashes. But what's Rabbi Yitzchak, the Rabbanan, going to do with that? So now we're backtracking now. Comes out they're both agreeing from the Isha b'nid Asa. You give a different korban chatas for each one. So we go back to the original question. What are the rabbis going to do with the extra Isha, the sister gets kares, once already mentioned? And that's what Gemara is going to ask. Velakares tachos alamali. So what do you need kares by the sister for? So the Gemara is going to give an answer that the Gemara is going to then say, what? That doesn't make sense. And they quickly correct it. So I'm going to give you the answer. You're going to go, what? And the Gemara is going to ask the question. Quickly correct. That's not what we meant. We meant differently. So don't get worried. You know what it's going to tell me? The extra achosa for? L'chaiva, that if a person would have relations with achoso, his sister, which would mean his sister, v'al achos aviv, and the sister of his father, Valachosimo, and the sister of his mother, with one not understanding, with one shogeg, you have to bring three korban chatas. Or it says, Popshita, that's obvious. We already said that. Hare gufan mukholakim. There's three different people. Like, what are you telling me? Right? And it's three different bodies. And hare shemus mukholakim. It's three different averos. So what kind of aspect are you telling me that to tell me you got to bring three korban chatas? We already know that. So that's not what he meant. He meant like this. This is what I'm coming to teach you. Elachayev alachoso. Now listen. to be chayev if he has relations with one woman who is achoso, which is his sister, who's also she achoso, the sister of his father, and also she achosimo. She's also the sister of his mother. How we're going to get that, we're going to describe in a minute. Yes, exactly. Anyway, yes, you can even have eight. That's right. Anyway, we're talking about the Kiddush is, it mentions, again, a sister gets kares, this extra sister is to say that it has unwittingly relations with one woman who simultaneously carries three averos. His sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister. Even though it's one act with one person, but since that one person carries three prohibitions, because this one woman at the same time is his sister, his mother's sister, and his father's sister, I might think, you only did one thing, how can you get more than one punishment, one korban chatas? The answer is you're going to bring three korban chatas.
Was it possible?
I'm going to say that. Anyway, I was going to ask. Your pure mind would never be able to conceive this idea. We're going to see it in a minute. We're going to say it in 1 second.
He has to know all the relations, though.
He doesn't have to know. This is a korban chatas, a shogeg. He didn't know.
It is in trouble.
Very simple. There's this woman. It can be very simple. You don't have to be so clever to figure how this could happen. Well, at least the shogeg part. Let's say you have stories where Holocaust survivors, they don't know if their sister survived. Now, and then they find out 25 years later it was a sister. Now, let's take it a step further. What if they were two little babies?
Yes.
They're two little babies. Brother and sister. One was one, one was two. They were separated. And then years later, you know... And then this guy finds this nice woman, marries this woman. Yeah. Then they start doing some genealogical research, and they find out they're brother and sister. They're not bad people, but they still have to be a korban chatas. No? Yeah. It's unintentional.
Yeah.
Now, but to be three in one shot, there has to be some bad people over here. And that's what Gemara is going to ask now. Hey, Mishkachas, can you please give me a scenario where one woman can be your sister and your aunt?
Your aunt.
It's really your aunt. It's from both sides. Gemara answers, and we're going to have commentary on this. Gemara just says three words. Bereshia bar Reshia. The case of a sinner, the son of a sinner. Now, that's what this is. I've got to take this slow.
Yeah.
There is a man, number one, sinned with his mother. He has relations with his mother, who bore him two daughters. Okay. So far, we haven't come to the sin we're looking for now. But the man, that's a sinner, right? He lives with his mother. Now he has two daughters, which obviously are not only his daughters, but they are his sisters.
Yes.
It's his mother's. It's his sisters, right? He then sinned with one of these daughters.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to take many years for this to happen, obviously. Who bore him a son.
Right.
Now we're going to talk about the son now.
Yes.
The son didn't do any averos. He's just the product of multiple averos. Okay? If this son were to cohabit with his mother's sister, right, he would thereby violate three distinct kares prohibitions. Since she is his mother's sister and his father's sister from a common mother and his own sister from a common father. Right? In this case, although there are three distinct prohibitions, they are found in a single person. Better if we could chart this out. But again, let's just do this one more time. So he got this mother. This guy sins with his mother who has two daughters. Now, he then sinned with one of the daughters.
Yeah, who has a baby, a son.
Who has a son. So now if the son were to cohabit with his mother's... Remember, this was the one who had two sisters. With the mother's sister, he'd be violating three prohibition. Because she is his mother's sister. It's also the father's sister, because that came from the mother. It was the father's sister. And it's also his own sister. It's his own sister too, right?
Well,
he cohabit, if he would cohabit,
right? From the father.
From the father. From the father. That's what the Rambam says. It's possible to transgress 8 transgressions, that's way too complicated in another scenario. But clearly, it's a case where one woman carries 3 prohibitions. Now, this son, who's with his, it's also his, well, it's not his mother. It's the other one was the mother. So it's his sister, because it's the father's form, it's from sister, and it's also the mother's sister, and it's his sister. His sister, his father's sister, his mother's sister, all in one. That's us, all 3. So therefore, the Torah says the extra word sister gets kares to say that even if you have 3 violations of sisterhood, that sisterhood, all some kind of, just straight out sister, right? You get 3 korban chatas to bring. That's what they do with that point. That's what they learn. Rabbi Yitzchak learned, we learn everywhere you get kares and not lashes, remember? He's saying, no, we learn from here that 3 averes with one person, specifically the sister, you're only going to get, you're going to bring 3 korban chatas. Okay, and that's a fact, everyone agrees to that fact. So now what's going to be the question? How does Rabbi Yitzchak now know? He needs a source to teach us that if you have relations with this one person, you bring 3 through korban chatas. Where's his source going to be? Because he's used up this source for something else to learn that you don't get lashes in a kares case.
So the rabbis go back against their first source for lashes and...
Right, they dropped it and they agreed to the other... They don't have to have a source for lashes. They they didn't use his source. They don't use his source for that. They just say you get lashed. He had a pasuk. They didn't darshan that pasuk that way. They learned it for something else. Right? So therefore, we've already taken care of how do you know you get more than one korban chatas for multiple shogeis. We learned that from a whole different pasuk, Isha Benidasa. That they both agreed to. But the problem is this extra sister gets kares, the sister gets kares. Rabbi Yitzchak says that shows you never get lashes in a kares case. The rabbis are saying, no, that teaches if you do 3 in one shot, you bring 3 korban chatas. So now we need to know Rabbi Yitzchak, Hominole, where does he learn you bring 3 korban chatas if you're with your sister in 3 different ways of being a sister? Where is he going to learn that? Because he's learning that pasuk to teach you don't get lashed in a case of kares. So he's going to say, maybe it's something you don't need a pasuk for at all, but perhaps we can learn it from a kal vachomer, an a fortiori argument which needs no pasuk. Now, don't start asking me where it's going to get to. Wait a minute, I thought you can't punish from a kal vachomer. So we're going to get to that later.
Doesn't it say you can't be with your mother's sister or your father's sister anyway?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You have it covered individually anyway. So why do you need to...
But why should I get 3 times shogeg on one?
Each one is individual punishment? An individual punishment?
But I only did one act. You need a pasuk to say, how do you bring 3 korban chatas for one act? That's not such a simple thing. You need a pasuk for that. That's what they're saying. I only did one thing. Yeah. How can I get 3 punishments for 3 korban chatas for one thing? Where do we know that? You isn't even having me to say, maybe you only did one thing. You can't get more than one. By the Maseches Krisus, it's totally different acts. You did 36 different people, 36 different times, 36 different korban chatas. But I only did one action. It's one woman. She happens to carry things. I only did one thing.
Yeah.
That's you need the pasuk to say you're going to bring 3 korban chatas for that. That's different than doing 36 different sins in the state of unawares. I only did one thing, but that's the chiddush. So it comes along and must say, well, Rabbi Yitzchak, you're going to use it from this pasuk. You don't need a pasuk. And I could learn it from an a fortiori argument. And once I have that, I don't need a pasuk. And that's going to answer it. How is that going to be? That's going to be interesting. Nafkalei mikal vachomer. He's going to learn from a kal vachomer. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to go to another brisa where we're going to get a little bit of extraneous information. But it's finally going to get to the point, and he's going to want to use the same point on that. Nafkalei mikal vachomer. He's going to use a kal vachomer to show you why I don't need a pasuk. And even though it's one activity, you get 3 korban chatas. Detani, we learned in a brisa. Well, should fix it. Say ditznan. It really was a mishnah. Okay. Rabbi Akiva said, Now this Sha'alti es Rabban Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua Beitlis Shel Imum. I asked two rabbis, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, when they were in a meat market, that's what an itl is, in a place called Imum. Okay, very interesting. They're giving you all this side information here that you figure, what in the world do I need to know all this for? Shehochu, why were they there? Likech behavior. They went there to buy an animal. Mm-hmm. You figure that's enough. Yeah. No. I'll tell you even more. To buy an animal, lemishta benos Rav Nachman, for the wedding feast of Rav Gamliel's son. Okay, now why? We didn't get to the question yet. So why are you telling me? So look at the commentary. So you figure when a rabbi's busy buying a meat for a wedding, you know, he's kind of preoccupied. You know, imagine that when they bought the sound for the animal, it was probably the day of the wedding. They weren't freezing things. So the kid's getting married that day, or it's a wedding feast, so it could have been the wedding feast, or Shevbrachs, whatever. But there's a big meal that he's planning. So now he's going to ask him an intricate, complicated question in halacha while you're in the meat market looking to find the best cut meat, but to show you that they were mamish focused on Torah the whole time. So that's the side point while we're getting all those details. Okay, so he asked them the following question. Haba alachoso, someone has relations with his sister, shehi achos aviv, which is the sister also of her father, she achos imo, who's the sister of her mother. This is our case, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amar mahu, what's the law? Okay, what's the law in terms of b'shogeg, in terms of korban chatos? How many korban chatos do you bring? So here's the question. Here's the two sides of the coin. Is it ein achayev al kulam el achas? Are you only obliged one korban chatos for all of that? O chayev al kol achas v'achas, or you chayev in each and every one of them? Okay, that's the question they asked the rabbi the eve of the wedding. Amr lo, he said, I'll tell you the truth. Zu lo shamanu. The answer to this, we have not heard. We didn't receive any explicit tradition. We're going to go, maybe my Rebbe said we learned from this pasuk, because they didn't have any tradition. In their yeshiva, there's no tradition. However, avol shamanu, but we heard the following law, which was not your question, but a similar type of question. So we can tell you something that may be relevant, which says the following. Haba al chamesh nashim nidos behelam echad. What if one cohabits with five separate women? They are each and every one is a nida, and he is with all five of them, and he didn't realize at that point that you're not allowed to be with a nida. Mm-hmm. Okay? So how many korban chatas do you bring? Shechayev al kol achas va'achas. That you have to bring a korban chatas for each and every one of them. Okay? That's what I heard. That's what I heard. It would seem that your question, so that's the only quick thing, but your question can be resolved by a kal v'chomer from this law. From this law. If I know this law, maybe I can logically apply it to your law. Remember, the case it was asked was one woman, three prohibitions. The case that they knew about, five women, same type of prohibition, five korban chatas.
5 years.
Here comes the kal v'chomer. Uma nida shehi shem echad. Now, what do we have that we know? A nida. It's one name of Avera, right? Five nidas. So it's one name in Avera. And still, although it's one name in Avera, chayev al kol achas v'chachas, you're chayev for each and every one, even though it's the same sin five times, but it was five separate women. So Khan here, Shishlosh Hashemus, here it's three different types of prohibition, because one's your sister, one's your father's sister, one's your mother's sister. Lo kol shekein, shouldn't that all the more so be chayev, because it's three different names? I know you're going to have a question, right? So therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak could also subscribe to this same kal v'chomer and derive it that separate chatas are required in the case of one who sins with his sister who's also his parent's sister. That's the kal v'chomer.
You can't derive a punishment from a kal v'chomer.
So that's already one question that I said, put it to the side for right now. It'll come up. Just put it to the side for right now. But there's a more basic question you should be asking.
Because you did it five times.
Oh, this, what kind of Kal V'chomer is this?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This is five actions.
Five actions.
And this is one action.
Yeah.
You're right. There is one part of the Kal V'chomer. I bring five korbanchatos for the same Aveira.
Yes.
Okay, I hear that point. And these are three different. That part is Kal V'chomer-ish.
All right.
That part alone, if I don't go any further, if I did the same Aveira five times, I'm still bringing a separate korban chatos. Here is three separate averus. That part makes a Kal V'chomer. But anyway, just hold it. So that's what Yitzchak's going to say, notwithstanding all our questions. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I have a Kal V'chomer. I don't need a pasuk for this. So now, but the rabbi said, we need a pasuk. Why? Because they don't agree with the Kal V'chomer. There's an obvious flaw with the Kal V'chomer. The Edith and the other rabbis, Kal V'chomer, Prichahu. You could break the Kal V'chomer, obviously. Why? Mal Nida, the case of Nida, Shekein Gufin Mechulakim. It's five different bodies. Mm-hmm. So if it's five different bodies, I can understand why you bring five different Korban Chatos. Right. But over here, it's only one body. So that should be the thing, right? I don't have to sell this. You already know what it says. So that really is a bomb kasha on Reb Yisrael. How can you make that Kal V'chomer? Right. And the Gemara turns around and says, you know, it makes sense, no? Ula'idah, mm-hmm. And according to the other one, Reb Yisrael, doesn't he agree that that Kal V'chomer should be broken too? Ha'avadei Kal V'chomer prichahu. This would also be a breaking up of the Kal V'chomer. So therefore, that you can't learn this idea of a Kal V'chomer. It's out. So now we're left with Rabbi Yitzchak. How do you know if a man is with one woman with three others? How are you going to know that? Mm-hmm. He's going to have to find another pasuk for that, and that's going to be tomorrow's discussion.
Okay.
Okay.